Days after winning its first Super Bowl, Philadelphia may have set another record today, biggest attendance ever for a city event. Early estimates say the Eagles parade drew even more people to Philly than the Pope managed. Bobby Allen of member station WHYY reports.
Standing outside the Eagles Stadium in South Philadelphia in a sea of green jerseys, it was hard not to get caught up in the chant. Dan Gregory says he and his father cried when the Eagles beat the New England Patriots on Sunday.
No one gave them a chance. No one said we could do this. They believed in themselves and proved to the entire world that, you know what? We're going to prove everybody wrong.
While government offices, schools, courts, and businesses citywide shut down for the day, bars like Cookie's Tavern in South Philadelphia had their doors wide open. Joe Clark was having a beer. I asked him how the city's feeling days after the Eagles' first Super Bowl win. He didn't think it was a very deep question.
Say what? Look around. What are you, blind? Come on.
Clark was right. No matter where you look, the euphoria smacked you right in the face.
Underestimate the wrong team, that's what you get. You get a championship in Philadelphia.
Decked out in Eagles sweatpants and an Eagles jacket, 70-year-old Robert Kendrick says he's been waiting for the Super Bowl win all his life.
It feels fantastic. I still got to wake up every morning and turn on the news to know that it's true. I keep thinking it's a dream. I'm waking up from a dream.
After the Eagles won Sunday, some fans ripped down traffic signals and jumped off tall utility poles. Would this be Kendrick's response if the Eagles won the Super Bowl again?
Oh, no, I might do a backflip, though.
Amid mostly Philadelphia-area natives, Eagles fan Celinda Norton, who traveled from New York City, didn't feel out of place. Even her friends, who are loyal to New York teams, gave the Eagles their due this year. She says that's a rare gesture.
They hate us, but they actually gave us respect this year. And they gave all the congratulations like it was our birthday. They was really happy for us.
The parade ended its five-mile trek at the entrance of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. It's where Sylvester Stallone ran up the steps in the Rocky movies. Many fans said, no matter what the team does next season, the Eagles, like the fictional boxer, will always be an underdog deep down. But sometimes that means you have the most heart. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.